What important truth do very few people agree with you on? This provocative question opens Peter Thiel's exploration of innovation and serves as a litmus test for original thinking. Progress takes two distinct forms: horizontal, copying what works, going from 1 to N, and vertical, creating something new, going from 0 to 1. While globalization represents horizontal progress, spreading existing technologies worldwide, true innovation requires vertical thinking that creates entirely new categories. Consider how China has mastered horizontal progress by adopting technologies developed elsewhere, moving from bicycles to cars. But this model has limitations. The future depends on vertical progress, on breakthrough innovations that define tomorrow. Startup thinking isn't about following formulas, but questioning assumptions. When PayPal was founded, conventional wisdom held that email payments couldn't work due to security concerns. By challenging this assumption, they created an entirely new business category. What groundbreaking assumption might you challenge today? Airlines generate enormous value by enabling global travel, but struggle to retain profits due to fierce competition. Google, with its dominance over search, shows how unique positioning creates sustainable profits. In perfectly competitive markets, profits get competed away as companies become undifferentiated. Creative monopolies, however, drive innovation by introducing new categories. Think about how Apple revolutionized mobile computing not through competition, but by creating something unprecedented. The path to monopoly begins with dominating a small market before expanding. Amazon started with books before becoming the everything store. PayPal initially focused on eBay power sellers rather than attempting to create a universal payment system immediately. This strategic approach, start small, monopolize, then expand, provides a roadmap for lasting value. What small market could you dominate before expanding? Remember, war metaphors dominate business thinking, but war destroys while creation builds. Escaping competition requires asking, what valuable company is nobody building? Every groundbreaking company is built on a secret, a unique insight about how the world works that others haven't yet recognized. Modern society has grown skeptical about the existence of secrets. Elite institutions foster complacency, convincing bright minds that conventional paths represent the height of achievement. But secrets fall into two categories: natural, undiscovered aspects of the physical world, and social, things people don't know or won't admit about human behavior. Airbnb recognized that people would trust strangers to stay in their homes, while Uber saw that smartphone technology could transform urban transportation. Finding secrets requires looking where others aren't looking. Areas lacking standardization, like nutrition or education, offer fertile ground for discovery. Once found, secrets must be shared carefully, not broadcast indiscriminately, but revealed strategically to those who can help transform them into valuable enterprises. What if the next billion-dollar idea is hiding in plain sight, visible only to those willing to question conventional wisdom? Every great company operates as a conspiracy to change the world, founded on hidden knowledge shared meticulously among allies. The initial decisions in a startup are critical because foundational errors typically can't be corrected later. Just as the universe's first moments determined its fundamental properties, a company's beginning shapes its entire trajectory. Choosing co-founders resembles marriage compatibility, and shared history matter as much as complementary skills. Have you ever wondered why so many promising startups implode despite brilliant ideas? Founder conflicts doom even well-conceived ventures, as personal differences overwhelm business potential. Alignment among ownership, equity, possession, operational control, and governance, board oversight, is essential. Misalignment creates destructive tensions that paralyze decision-making. All stakeholders should be fully integrated into the organization, Part-time employees, consultants, and remote workers often lack the commitment necessary for building something revolutionary. CEO compensation sends powerful signals about company priorities. When Aaron Levy of Box took minimal pay, he set an example of frugality that rallied the entire team around their shared mission. A company's founding moment establishes its culture. Extending this creative spirit beyond inception ensures continued innovation rather than bureaucratic stagnation. Despite its importance, the necessity of sales is often undervalued, particularly in Silicon Valley, where product creation receives disproportionate attention. Engineers frequently dismiss sales as superficial manipulation, failing to recognize the sophisticated skills involved. Master salespeople conceal their influence through subtle techniques. This unseen persuasion permeates industries where practitioners operate under various guises, from politicians to bankers. Have you ever noticed how the most effective persuasion feels like discovery rather than being sold to? Distribution strategies vary based on product type and market dynamics. Complex sales, exemplified by SpaceX's dealings with NASA, require extensive personal engagement for high-value deals. Viral marketing represents the holy grail, products that spread organically through user adoption. PayPal achieved this by focusing initially on eBay power sellers who rapidly integrated the payment system into their operations. Distribution channels follow a power law. Success comes from excelling in one method rather than attempting many simultaneously. Business failures often result from insufficient distribution rather than product inadequacies. What's your distribution strategy? Even the most revolutionary product will fail without an effective path to customers. As technology advances, questions arise about the future relationship between humans and machines. While globalization fostered fears of human interchangeability, technology offers a more optimistic narrative based on complementarity rather than competition. Computers excel at processing vast amounts of data and executing well-defined tasks, while humans demonstrate creativity, judgment, and intuition. The optimal approach combines these distinct strengths. PayPal's triumph over fraud exemplifies this synergy. When algorithms alone couldn't outsmart sophisticated fraudsters, human analysts identified patterns that automated systems missed. This combination of computational power with human oversight enabled PayPal to reduce fraud rates dramatically. Building on this foundation, Palantir Technologies extended these complementarity principles to solve complex problems in intelligence and financial sectors. Imagine what becomes possible when we stop asking whether humans or computers are better and start exploring how they can enhance each other. Computer science education often fosters a substitution-driven bias that misses the dynamic power of complementarity. Rather than fearing technology as a competitor, we should embrace it as a partner in addressing humanity's most pressing challenges. The distant future could bring stagnation or transformation. While many expect developing nations to simply catch up to Western standards, resource limitations make this unsustainable. Creating a better future requires proactive effort, not passive waiting. The path from zero to one, from nothing to something, demands creativity and commitment to building new technologies and institutions. Every business breakthrough is unique. Copying past successes won't drive innovation. Technology, as applied knowledge solving problems, offers humanity's best hope for transcending limitations. Tomorrow's world will be shaped by founders who question assumptions and pursue unique visions, not those following established patterns. By discovering overlooked secrets and building organizations to realize them, they create both profitable businesses and new possibilities for human flourishing. The journey from zero to one isn't about incremental improvement, but fundamental creation